Hey, I'm going to call the Orange County Water District's Admin Finance Committee meeting to order. Today is November 13, 2025, 12 noon. Can we please have roll call?
Roll call, Director Yeo,
Here.
Director Mezqua, Director Nguyen, Director Jung,
Present.
Director Green, Director Wiegand,
Here.
Director Tran,
Here.
Director Meeks, Director Sheldon, Director Bilodeau. You do have a quorum of your committee.
So there are four of us, right? We can still conduct the meeting. Okay. Okay, very good. Let's see here. Let me bring up the agenda on my computer. Bear with me, please. Okay, so Mr. General Manager, are there items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Okay, thank you. Are there any visitor participation on items not pertaining to the items pertaining to this district's jurisdiction? I'm tongue-tied. I don't know what's going on. Are there any items any visitor would like to participate that are not listed on today's agenda and would like to speak on any matter that's pertaining to this district's jurisdiction? Okay, hearing and seeing none. Whew, I got over the difficult item. Okay, let's move on to the consent calendar items 1 through 5. Does anyone wish to pull any items for discussion?
Sir, I'll move the consent calendar, Director Jung.
Okay, we have a motion by Director Jung.
I'll
And
second.
I'm sorry.
I'll second.
Oh, okay. And seconded by Director Wagon. Roll call vote, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Mezqua.
Yes.
Director Nguyen, sorry, Director Jung.
Aye.
Director Wiegand.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. Moving on to item number 6, budget actual report for first quarter fiscal year 25-26, Mr. General Manager.
I'm not the general manager, but yes, we have our controller, Melissa Ochoa, this morning to or this afternoon to talk about the first quarter budget to actual for fiscal year ending 2026.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Melissa.
So we've entered into the first 3 months of the new fiscal year, ending September 30th of 2025. Okay, there we go. Our first slide here, it represents our operating expenses budget to actual. And our first column there, we see the approved annual revised budget. Our operating expenses for the total budget is $208.5 million. And we annualize our budget. So our first 3 month budget totaled $54.6 million. And our actual expenses came in at $41.6 million, which is about $13 million lower than we anticipated in the first quarter. Of this variance, our general fund was $2.1 million lower. And our replacement and refurbishment expenses were $8.3 million lower in the first 3 months. And our water purchases was $2 million lower. So first, our general fund is our 21 cost centers. And we highlighted three departments that made up this $2.1 million. First is our general manager's office was $231,000 less than planned. This was due to lower expenses on our interagency costs for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for our water conservation maintenance fees. We anticipate that these fees will come in later in the fiscal year. Our planning and watershed management is $437,000 lower in the first 3 months. And this was primarily due to professional service expenses for the water conservation technical studies and stormwater feasibility studies. that we have not yet incurred these expenses. Our four-bay operations is $200,000 lower than planned on electrical costs, and that's related to the less movement of the water from the Burris Basin to the Santiago Basin for recapture and recharge of the stormwater. However, we do anticipate that this will probably bump up with the upcoming storm, we're hoping. And then the replacement and refurbishment costs were $8.3 million less than the first quarter budget. We do have three major projects that haven't ramped up yet in the costs in the first quarter. And the first one is Santiago Floating Pump Station. We have the Anaheim Valve Vault. And then we have the I-24 and 25 well pump replacement projects. And we anticipate that these costs will come in later in the subsequent periods. Our water purchases is $2 million lower than the budget. Our annual budget includes purchases of 5,000 acre feet of our untreated full service water from Met. But in the first quarter, we didn't have any Met purchases, and any unspent budget funds, it remains in the water reserve for future if we need to buy water. So that was lower in the first three months. And this concludes my presentation. Any questions?
Okay, that was short and sweet. Thank you for the presentation, Melissa. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Okay, if not, I got a question about the debt service. It's coming in $600,000 less, right? Do we anticipate that trend to continue? And what could have attributed to this cost saving?
Debt favorability is largely due to our variable rate debt. We have weekly resets on $130 million of variable rate debt, and that's come in lower than budget.
Okay, great. And our AAA rating helps.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Randy. That's good news. All right, and let's see here. So the recommendation is to agendize for the November 19 board meeting, receive and file. Can I entertain a motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
And I'll second it. Roll call vote, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Mezqua.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Aye.
Director Wiegand.
Yes.
Director Tran. Director Meeks. That motion carries with 4-0.
Okay, thank you, Leticia. Let's go to item number 7, monthly cash disbursements report.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, that information is contained in a packet, and staff can answer any questions if there are any.
Okay, does anyone have any questions about those cash disbursements in that 100-page report? Okay, hearing and seeing none. Wow, that's amazing. We're actually at the end of our agenda. All right, so I would direct that we place all the items on the upcoming board meeting's consent, if that's appropriate.
That sounds good.
All right. Do we have any directors' announcements? No. Mr. General Manager?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I did want to give the committee an update on the latest weather projection. I gave the Water Issues Committee information yesterday. We have a little better forecast right now, and we are looking at receiving 4.4 inches of rain at Anaheim over about a 5-day period starting around 3 a.m. tonight. So great news to kick off the storm season. And we're looking at about a 25% chance that after this 5-day period that we'll have water stored up to elevation 508 behind Prado Dam, which is about 26,000 acre feet of water. So we'll see what happens. And
There's a 90% chance we'll have at least 8,000 acre feet of water behind Prado Dam after this 5 day period. So no matter what happens, we're going to get a decent rainfall and collect a decent amount of water behind Prado. And that
Okay.
concludes my report.
Thank you. Let's hope that Melissa's prediction is correct, that we'll be using a lot of electricity to pump that excess water to Santiago. All right. Okay. Well, with that, I just wish everybody a safe weekend ahead. It's going to be really wet. So if you're going to be out and about, just be careful when you're driving and stay dry. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate your participation this afternoon. We are adjourned. Thank you.